Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
In Naperville, the city council voted to not allow recreational marijuana sales. In September, they banned recreational marijuana dispensaries within the city. But then a month later, they said, well, let's ask the citizens what they think. So in March the 17th, when we all go to vote, they'll have a what I understand is non-binding referendum. It'll simply ask this: shall the city of Naperville, in light of state legislation legalizing the possession, consumption, and sale of recreational adult-use cannabis, allow the sale of recreational adult-use cannabis within its jurisdiction? It's interesting because when you put referenda on ballots, sometimes they're a little leading. Like, it could have said, hey, everybody, pot sales are legal. Do we want to miss the gravy train on this? Right? Sometimes they're like that. This one, to me, seems to be fairly neutrally worded. It didn't come up randomly. The state has legalized it, and they're just asking you, should we legalize recreational marijuana as well? Two groups have formed, and a representative from one of them is in our studio. Opt Out is the group that doesn't want legal marijuana sales in Naperville. Jennifer Taylor's from that group. Hi, Jennifer. Welcome to the studio. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
So what's your deal? You used to work for the state attorney's office?
I did, back in the day. Moved out to Naperville. Have two toddlers, and I'm a stay-at-home mom now. Still a lawyer, but just not practicing.
Why do you not want legal marijuana sales in Naperville?
You know, this all comes down to that we're being sold something that doesn't exist. So it's not about morality. It's not about, people who use are bad or anything like that. This is not reefer madness. I mean, I personally have a lot of friends who use. I have no problem with people who use. But when you look at the numbers show that the cost will outweigh the benefits.
Is that what you mean when you say we're being sold something that doesn't exist?
Right.
Expand on that.
So, you know, our mayor and those who are in the marijuana industry who have kind of created their own pack to try to push the other side, they are putting out there that we're going to get, $1.5 to $2 million a year in sales. Tax revenue from this. And when you actually, and they're basing that completely on the January 2020 sales. So you don't have to be a math major. You don't have to, do projections for a living to know that there's a problem when you rely on 1 month of data to project what it's going to happen for the rest of the
Wait a minute. Are marijuana sales legal in Naperville right now?
No, but they are in different places in the state of Illinois.
So that's the projection upon what you're basing this, the January sales.
That not I'm projecting it, but our mayor is.
Yeah, right.
So what our group has done is we've looked at the data from the Colorado Department of Revenue, basically Colorado's IRS. Colorado's had sales for 6 years, right? So the iPhone effect is gone. You know, you don't have that, oh, it's a brand new thing, kind of illicit, we want to go try it out because we haven't been able to do it before. And so their sales have been pretty, consistent. So it's consistent data that we can rely upon. When you look at their data, apply it to the tax rate that we will be allowed to apply in Naperville, the most we'll be able to get is $133,000 a year. And that's with us being generous with it.
Down the road. Maybe the first year it'll be a multiple of that. But down the road, you think $130,000 a year.
You're looking about $133,000, which is not even enough to pave a road in Naperville.
So how do you weigh that? What are the costs of that, though? I mean, $130,000 is better than nothing. What do you lose?
Well, first of all, one of the things that back when Colorado first legalized marijuana, I actually supported the idea because I was a prosecutor. I saw the black market and I'm like, wow, we could really get rid of this black market issue we have and the issues associated with it. The data's coming completely the opposite. Look at Barron's on February 5th reported that in Canada, which is, people don't know, in Canada, it's legal everywhere in the country. And the stock, because it's publicly traded there, in Canada, that the stock has gone down 50% in 1 year. And the reason they list, and they specifically list, open quote, is strong because of Canada's strong illicit market that's undercutting the licensed products on price, close quote.
So there still is a black market.
It's even stronger than ever before because drug dealers are businessmen and businesswomen. People like to think they're shady people on the corner. No, there's good businesswomen, businessmen running those organizations.
Well, good businessmen and women who are doing an illegal business.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they open up their own stores. When they go to towns, 60 Minutes reported on this in a segment back in October. They go to the towns that have stores. They open up their own stores that look just like legitimate stores. The police play a cat and mouse game with them. They close them up. They open up a few days later. It's a cat and mouse game.
Even if it wasn't a brick and mortar operation, I mean, they haven't been brick and mortar operations for people getting weed in Illinois anyway, but they're getting the weed. I've been hearing this too, that when you consider what the tax rate is on this stuff in Chicago, shoot, my dealer does not charge a tax. You could probably get your stuff less expensively illegally in Chicago right now.
But, I mean, if you haven't had a problem before with your dealer, why would you change dealers? You know, it's like any, you know, people like, we like to say consistent.
I understand that question and the logic behind it, but I also think it misses the point. I think a lot of people who have been buying marijuana illegally would like to buy it legally. They would like the control of the product. They don't want to be lawbreakers. And if the price for that means paying more, either because that's the wholesale or retail cost or because of the taxes, whatever, I think some people, I'm guessing here now, 312-981-7200 if I'm wrong, I'm guessing some people are willing to pay more to be part of the legal supply chain rather than the illegal one.
No, I do agree. There are people who are going to probably switch to being, follow the legal market. But you're also introducing new people who never would have tried it to begin with. Who new customer base.
Who, and you think they're as inclined to go with the illegal as the legal?
Well, I think everyone starts legal, right? But then you know someone. I mean, everyone, if you think about it, everybody knows somebody who, you know, uses marijuana. You can kind of, if you want to get it, you can get it.
I get that point. Stay right there. 312-981-7200 is the telephone number, especially if you're in Naperville. I'd love to hear from you about this, but this is one side of it. We've reached out to the other side. They'll get their turn. Gee, they couldn't be here today. Jennifer Taylor is a member of Opt Out. John Williams here. Appreciate you tuning in. In our studio, Jennifer Taylor, a Naperville resident, is a member of Opt Out in Naperville. Recreational pot sales are illegal in marijuana. It's legal in the state, but home rule cities get to make their own call on this, and they've said, we don't want to sell it, so you can't have that store in their town. So the council has voted that way, but a non-binding referendum is going to be on the ballot in March, and two groups have surfaced around it. One group wants to see pot sales, and the other wants the city to not be able to sell pot. But so Jennifer, I'm a little confused because the council's voted to make it illegal, right? But you made it sound like the mayor and some of the council members are trying to push for the sale of this. So which is it?
I mean, actually, the reason we have the referendum is that me and other people part of Opt Out asked for the referendum because our mayor was heavily pushing, along with certain members on city council, to have the recreational marijuana stores. My problem is that, you know, we have, you know, our mayor himself, though he himself doesn't necessarily have a financial interest, he's got immediate family members who have a financial interest in the marijuana industry. And
did the mayor vote originally in the first vote by the council?
Yes. He's always voted to have the recreational marijuana stores.
Sales. And whatever his personal family interest is in this, he's also interested in the tax base of the town. I'm sure he would be happy to tell us that it wasn't to help out somebody he knows, but rather just to help the city.
No, I'm not saying that he's some horrible person who has this.
You're not saying he's selling out.
Right. I'm not necessarily saying that. But I'm saying that there is, a lot of our council is buying into this that we're going to have all this tax revenue. And they hadn't been able to provide any basis for where their numbers were coming from.
How much money do they say they're going to get out of this?
They said they're going to get about $2 million.
A year. And you said you're going to get about $100,000 a year.
About $133,000. But, you know, let's look at the city of Chicago. Do you know how much they budgeted for the recreational marijuana? Not just from the sales, but from actual ancillary benefits? $3.5 million.
A year.
That they thought they were going to receive. In their 2020 budget, they projected receiving $3.5 million in sales for both the sales tax and ancillary benefits from having the stores. And I mean, Naperville, 6% of the population of the city of Chicago. So why are we projecting that we think we're going to get 57% of the same amount of revenue as the city of Chicago? The city of Chicago is a tourism town. People come here just to visit it. You know, Naperville is a great city. But people aren't like, oh, I'm going to go fly
in. If it was $2 million, would you be on board? If it was $10 million? I mean, is this about the money or is it something else that bothers you about this?
You know, it's the fact that the costs outweigh the benefits. Look at the city of Detroit. Detroit is a bankrupt city, right? Desperate for new cash revenue. Well, do you know that Detroit, Michigan opted out of having recreational marijuana sales?
What's the additional cost you're going to incur? Police officers?
You have the increase of police officers. You also have that Naperville has created a brand. Our brand is that we are family friendly. We are consistently number one, number two in the country is the number one place to raise a family.
So what do you think is going to happen? I mean, so people go, oh, you can get pot in that town too. Are housing values going to drop? I mean, what's the concern?
Well, you know, right now we're being told that the, you know, they're going to keep it in the industrial area and on the borders. However, I mean, I've been at the city council meetings. The marijuana industry has come and said that we don't want to be on the borders. We want to be in downtown. We want to be where everybody's at. And so we're normalizing this. If they put one in downtown or in the shopping centers right on the end of the strip mall of people's subdivisions, you know, now you have, in addition to the issues of the normalization of the bars that you have in Naperville, you have now the sleek, cool coffee shop looking recreational marijuana stores where our kids are going to walk by and be like, oh, that looks cool. I can't wait to use that. So, I mean, there's a lot of negative costs that come with it. Some that you could put dollar signs on and some you can't.
It's 11:51 on WGN in our studio. Jennifer Taylor from Naperville. Opt out, she says. Come March 17th, vote no for recreational marijuana. It's not binding, but according to the Tribune, maybe according to you, this would be a powerful message to the city council. They could change the rules. Johanna, you're on WGN. What did you want to say? Hi.
Hi, John. I'm listening to your guest today, and I agree with her. I don't like the idea of the marijuana sales either, but I live in a northwest suburb. I live in Hoffman Estates, and we've been told that it was my understanding that even if we don't approve it, the state can come in and still have stores or places. I don't know if they would actually own the stores, but they can choose where the stores are going to go. So our community, our board voted to approve it just so that way they have the choice of where the stores are going to go.
They can control it that way,
schools,
yeah.
And like Montessori schools and stuff like that.
Hold
so
on
I'm
a second,
Joe.
Yeah.
What is your guess? Has she heard about that?
Yeah.
And that's not true. So that's unfortunate if you guys were completely misled, and that's the reason why you guys voted to opt in. So the state does not get to come in and pick. That was how this legislation passed, that even though the governor did not go through the referendum method like every other state that's legalized recreational marijuana, he just had it voted in. There was that provision in there that
the
legislature voted in.
Yeah.
But it was... every town had the ability to opt out. So the state could not come in later and say, you know what, you opted out, but we're going to put one in anyways. That is completely against the how the
But the blanket of Illinois is over every community. Every community is in whether they want it or not, and then they can opt out, and which is what Naperville did originally. They said, okay, we're in, but now we're out, and we control that. Now, the state can't come back again and trump their home rule, if you will. Naperville, if it decides it's a no-pot community, will stay a no-pot community, correct?
That's correct, unless they decide to later opt in.
Frank, you're on WGN. What did you want to say, Frank?
John, I'm also from Naperville, and I think with Naperville's high property taxes and the taxes associated on every day of sale of goods at the register, Naperville doesn't need the additional revenue from marijuana sales. A lot of people from Naperville and the surrounding suburbs, we are finding ourselves sitting in traffic and smelling marijuana just by sitting in traffic. People are doing that.
Have you noticed that? It's amazing to me how many places I smell pot. And Brenda and I were walking down the street the other day, and I go, wow, Wow. And we looked around and we couldn't even find the source. Sometimes clouds of pot smell waft over north side of Chicago right now. It's amazing.
Naperville is like the fifth largest city in the land of Lincoln, and it's a very family-friendly suburb of Chicago, and we just don't need to explain to the kids at the age of 7 or 8 years old, Dad, what's that smell?
Okay, thanks for the phone call, Frank. So Frank's with you on this. Do you get a sense of how the community is going to go on this one?
You know, when you talk to people, this is what we found. Most people actually think that we've already permanently opted out. So we're like, oh no, you have to go vote. And the majority of people are like, we're against this. And then the problem is that, this vote is for the Democratic primary. And we're finding a lot of people who are independents or even Republicans don't even know that they can go and vote. And so we don't have the resources like Naperville for Legal Cannabis, which is being completely run and funded by the Green Thumb Industries, who just dropped $50,000 into the coffers there. So, you know, we have to do it by word of mouth of going out and talking to people and having the opportunities like you have given us today.
Mike, last minute of the show today. Mike, you're the last call. You're on WGN. What do you want to say, Mike?
Well, my concern is marijuana has been voted to be legal. And it's so hypocritical to me to hear communities and municipalities saying, we want these on the outskirts of town, like they're a third-class citizen. Let's say a business owner wants to build a beautiful bar.
Okay, I got your point. So it's technically no different than alcohol right now. You don't do this to bars. Why are you doing this to people that legitimately want to sell pot?
Let me tell you what I tell my two toddlers. Two wrongs don't make a right. You know, we already have a tobacco problem.
You're not a prohibitionist, are you? You're not against alcohol sales in Naperville, are you?
You know, is it against, or is there the fact that people have been making this argument that alcohol has been pushed on people in Naperville, and there is a huge amount of bars. And I do agree. You walk down downtown Naperville. When I was growing up in Naperville, what you saw in downtown Naperville was a lot of family shops, you know, just like the Anderson bookstore that's still there.
Now you
saw it switched over. It's bars and restaurants.
It's changed a little bit. Yeah. If folks want to reach out to you, how do they do that?
Please reach out at www.optoutnaperville.com if you want more information, or you can email me at optoutnaperville2020@gmail.com.
I'll post this on my website, too. I'm WGN Radio. On Facebook, I'm WGN King John. Jennifer Taylor, well done. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.